Nachshon Aloni is Director of Strategic Partnerships, Yigal Alon Center. He is an international lecturer on topics of Zionism, young leadership, education, community building, and impact entrepreneurship. I'm delighted to have him as my guest now to tell me more. Nachshon, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Charisse. Thanks a
We
lot.
have so much to talk about it, but maybe we should talk about, because you are with the Yigal Alon Center, can we talk a little bit about the importance of history in modern day Israeli society?
Yes, of course. Of course, we should. I think that history now becomes much, much more relevant than, it's like yesterday someone told me that we actually live in history. So actually history become our own reality. I think it's a part of our of our reality now. So yeah, let's speak about history, of course.
Yigal Alon, I mean, what is the interest in history? In are you living history? Does that make the past more important or the past less important?
That's a great question, because Yigal Alon had a phrase which basically speaks about narrative and about important of the narrative, or the connection between the past, present, and future. And Yigal Alon was one of Israel's top leaders and one of its main commanders and politicians, and he was a great person. And Yigal Alon Center, basically, it's in Kibbutz Genosar, on the shores of the Kinneret. And if we speak about history, about Israel, about Zionism, I mean, just like I said, living history today, like, in our own days, because we just spoke about the situation, the current situation in Israel. And I think that for Israelis, or for Jews as well, to understand the situation right now, like, you cannot separate between what happened and, like, as I see it, the upcoming future, or the importance of our future, or the way we can shape future. So in order to understand the future, we have to understand and know history.
Can we talk a little bit about Zionism then? Is the Zionism of then the same as the Zionism today?
Zionism, the first, I think, the first meaning of Zionism, or the first goal of Zionism, was to establish a national home for the Jewish nation in the state of Israel. Back then, we didn't have a country. Herzl called it a night shelter. We didn't have a safe place for the Jews. That was before 48. And now, after 48, after all the wars and everything, we have our place, we have our country, we have our homeland. But I think that what happened for the last years, that we understood that we cannot take it for granted. Like, it's something that, if we will not take responsibility for this place, for our homeland, it will not stay. And I think that Zionism today, first of all, it's once again about the security and the importance of Jews to be safe and to have a place just like other nation. You know, we're not different than any other nation. But I think that also Herzl said that is Zionism, it's an ideal, infinite ideal. Like, it's about morality, it's about national missions, it's about the people of Israel, and it's about the Jewish people abroad. So I think that today Zionism, it's, or the new kind of Zionism, it's about what it was, but it's also about what we want Israel to become, or to be.
When you talk about what you want Israel to become, before October the 7th, Israeli society was extremely divided. And when you go back in the history to Yigal Alon, Israeli society was also probably very divided. How do you move forward with those divisions?
Once again, it's a tough question, because I didn't have expectation that after the war it will be something else. Like, I knew it's going to be the same reality that we used to have, because wars, we can be united because of wars, or because of enemy and us versus them, but at the same, like, at the end, we have to deal with each other inside the country. And we have to live together and to work together. I think that what happened in the past, what was in the past, that people understood, maybe because of the Holocaust, maybe because of the building of Israel, they knew, the first generation, the second generation, they knew what the second option, or the other option. For us, the third generation, the fourth generation, again, I think that most of us took Israel for granted. Israelis and not even, Jews who live abroad, you understand the importance of Israel. Like for us, it's Israel. And I think that what happened, like what they had to understand what is the other option, and also they had a national missions. Like they know they have to settle, to guard, to create new things, or to build a country. I think that now what we need to concentrate in is to what is our generation's infrastructures, or what is our generation's missions, because there's an amazing generation in Israel. We saw it for the last 3 years. But we need to take all these advantages in order to build something that is better and bigger and stronger. So I think this is the way we need to, when you look at the positive side instead of the other side.
Do you think Israel is facing an existential threat?
I thought, like today, I think we're now stronger once again. And but it's something that when I'm speaking abroad, I was for the last year, I was in Australia, in the UK, in the States, in South Africa. Of course, we met in the Aliyah conference. I keep on saying it because people, I don't think that people actually understand that we felt like we were in existential threat. It's crazy to say, but this is how we felt. Like I live in Kibbutz Ein HaChoresh. Kibbutz Ein HaChoresh, it's in the center, is it? Because it's between Chedera and Netanya. But on the eastern side, we live like few kilometers from the eastern border. And I was a combat soldier in Shaldag, in the special forces. But I refused to carry weapons because I'm a citizen, But after October 7th, or during October, we looked for arms to secure ourselves. And I think that for a few months we had the belief, or we felt like we were in an existential threat. I think that now, once again, even these days, we're waiting for we don't know what will be with Iran for a period of time. But although Iran is on the is like I don't believe that today we're facing existential threat. I have to say that actually, I'm much more worried about not about the fronts, like the other seven fronts of Israel, than the inside problems, like the internal problems of Israel. This is, for me, this is much more dangerous.
Yeah. You've been traveling, including to New York. What is your summation of Zionism in the diaspora communities? For example, in New York, and I know you've written about the election of Mamdani as the mayor. You've been to Australia. Subsequent to that, they've had the horrific Bondi shooting on the beach. What is the feeling that you're picking up from diaspora Jewry?
So first of all, hope. Maybe it's weird to say it, but I think that after Bondi, I found myself texting and calling many friends. Like I didn't understand how many friends I have in Australia. And then after October 7th, I was to be actually on November 2023, I was supposed to be with my wife and my kids. We were supposed to be shlichim, like a missionaries in Cape Town. And it didn't happen. And then we saw all the protests and everything. And I text all the people in the community in Cape Town, in Joburg, to see how they are. And I felt like you lives in like in a worse situation, in a bigger threat, in a bigger, like it's much more, I felt it crazy than what we felt in Israel, because maybe it's because we are Israelis and we used to it. But I think that the threats that you're facing in diaspora, I think that what happened now in New York, South Africa's community and Australian community, it's much more different than the North America community, and New York especially. I think that what happened in New York, it's different, and it's kind of, I think maybe there are things that are because of knowledge, because of the relations to Israel, because of the things that you feels towards Israel, and it's fine. Like it's fine to criticize Israel, But if you're doing it in order to want Israel to, and I'm saying something that is like, I cannot say it's not specific, but I think that I felt in Australia and South Africa differently than I felt in New York. But I think that I felt different between New York and San Francisco and LA, I think there is variety or range of feeling and connections to Israel, maybe I can say it. Yeah, it's really interesting. And I last thing is that I think that one of the problems that Israelis don't understand what the situation abroad.
Yeah, it is very interesting. It's like we united in our history and united in our future, but the issues we're facing are extremely different, and I suppose we respond differently in each country. Like talking to fellow Jewish communal leaders, it's like we have to think globally, but the fight is actually very localized. And I think that's probably quite an accurate assumption.
And this is actually, if I may say, this is one of the things that we're aim or trying to do in the center, in the Galilean Center. Like we're trying to rebuild this connection, these bridges, this shared story or shared values between Israel and the Jews in India or world Jewry, and to bring, people who are coming to Israel, to bring them to the north, to Genosar, to the Sea of Galilee, to the Kinneret, to speak about the roots, to speak about the Zionism, about Zionism, speak about history, and to try to think together about leadership and about the new challenges and the future of Israel and the Jews in the diaspora. Because I mean, it's nice to come for birthright, it's come to see Israel, it's come to have a great time. But if you don't understand that you are also responsible for this place in a good way, I think if you don't have this connection or the feeling that you also have, like, share this responsibility and also the right to be in Israel or to have Israel in your life, then we feel these people, they care less for Israel. In my opinion, it's sad,
Yeah, they're not really invested. If anybody would like to get in touch with you or the Yigal Allon Center or learn about more about Zionism leadership, what should they do, Nachshon?
First of all, they can Google Yigal Allon Center or Nachshon Aloni. Like you said, I'm the director of partnerships of this space, and we are working and trying to reach anyone who wants to, first of all, to visit, who's visit Israel, who are visiting Israel and wants to see an amazing place and have an experience in the north. Also, delegations who are coming to the north, because in Israel we speak all the time about the south, and it's obvious. But one of the problems is because is that during what happened during the war, the whole like the region, the region of the Galilee of the north, there's lots of problem over there, of the citizens, of the communities, of the rehabilitations. And we are working with them trying to rebuild this place as well. So yeah, you can reach us by writing Yigal Allon Center or my name, or we have, like, I'll send you my email, my phone number. We are reachable, very reachable. And we're working, of course, with WZO, the Jewish Agency, with the JNF, with everyone.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, and I'm hoping our community will be in touch.
Yeah, of course, because I love South Africa and I love the South Africans community a lot. So first of all, thanks for having me, and hopefully we'll see you in Israel.
That is Nachshon Aloni, Director of Strategic Partnerships, Yigal Allon Center, and we were talking about Zionism.